Welcome back to The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. State officials say in Delaware, 280 veterans will experience homelessness sometime during 2015, and an average of 100 veterans are homeless on any given night. In response this week, Governor Jack Markell signed the Mayor's Challenge to End Veterans Homelessness in 2015 pledge, making Delaware the seventh state in the country to do so, and joining cities and other municipalities around the country and in the state, including Wilmington, Dover, Georgetown, Newark, and Newcastle County. Markell this week also offered the first state's plan to accomplish that goal, an effort that involves state agencies, local governments, veterans groups, and nonprofits working together to find at-risk veterans, connect them with needed services and assistance such as rental vouchers, then track outcomes. Here to talk to us a little bit more about this initiative is Delaware Commissioner for Veterans Affairs Executive Director Lawrence Kirby. Thank you for joining us on The Green this week.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, I want to start with the numbers I mentioned at the top. I mean, 280 veterans in Delaware experiencing homelessness sometime during 2015, an average of 100 homeless on any given night. Nationally, 50,000 vets homeless on any given night. I imagine you are often asked, how does this happen? How many of so many veterans find themselves in this kind of position?
Well, what we find is that the structure that our veterans have while they're in the military, when they transition to the civilian sector, they really don't know about the social services that are out there, or they don't have the heart to actually ask for assistance. So oftentimes you'll get the homelessness as a result of making bad decisions. You may have issues of mental health. You may have issues of substance abuse. You may have financial irresponsibility. But without the structure of the military and the veterans oftentimes not knowing which civilian sectors to ask for assistance, unfortunately, the end result may be homelessness.
And what I hear when you say all that is that it is a multi-pronged problem. There's not a single reason why this is happening, although maybe there may be the overarching issue of moving from the structure of the military to civilian life. Beyond that, there's many, many different things that are problems for many, many different veterans.
That is correct. We find with dealing with our veterans, and we have 78,000 in the state of Delaware, and that we, the Commission of Veterans Affairs, are responsible for, we find so many issues and concerns that they have. And the homelessness, even though it's a significant plight, it's just one of the multiple issues that are affecting our veterans today.
The issue has been the focus on a lot of different levels of government in recent years. I know the VA and the Department of Housing and Urban Development on the federal level say that there has been a 30% decrease in veterans' homelessness in the last 4 years. And we've also seen some encouraging numbers on veterans' unemployment over the last few years. Last year it dropped to 5.3%, lowest since 2008. And for the vets coming out of the military, having served after 2001, a group that's been disproportionately affected by joblessness, that number also fell last year to 7.2%, a big drop from 12.1% in 2011. Do those type of numbers signify that with a concerted effort, real progress can be made on an issue like this, veterans' homelessness, and it can be made quickly with a concerted effort?
Yes, definitely. The numbers are encouraging, and you hit the nail on the head by saying concerted effort. We have federal, state, and nonprofit organizations tied into the governor's initiative. So through the pairing of each of these agencies, organizations, and with the numbers that you have, we do know that it's encouraging. But more importantly is the fact that we want to do this. So, yes, you can have the numbers, but I think the key thing is that you have parties who are genuinely interested in ensuring that there's no longer homelessness, not only in the state of Delaware, but throughout the nation. And we're encouraged because New Orleans, Phoenix are a couple of the major cities that have claimed that they've been successful with the homelessness initiative. I've actually visited Baltimore, and I visited Philadelphia with several, and visited their veteran homeless centers, and I find how they're doing it. And I understand it's just a partnership within each of these institutions to make sure this issue of homelessness is taken care of.
Let's talk about Delaware's plan specifically. What are some of the things that this plan is going to do? Let's start with, you know, maybe immediately, and then work our way down the road.
The key thing is to identify the veterans who are on the street or whatever. It's not, let me be specific, it's not necessarily the individual on the street, but it may be someone who's sleeping on the couch of a friend, but they don't have a place to call their own. So what we do is we do a periodic point-in-time studies, and these are volunteers who go out to our Georgetowns, our Wilmingtons, our Dovers, and they ask the homeless individuals that are there, and this happens overnight, so you're talking 1, 2 a.m., they're asking them, not only are you homeless, but are you a veteran who's homeless? And then through these numbers, the last point-in-time study we had was approximately 102 individuals throughout the state, we can get a base number to go by. Then we do a multiplier. So we're projecting 175 of these homeless veterans. So the first and key thing is to identify them. Then we want to find out what their situation is. Are you there because you don't have a place to call home? Are there maybe domestic abuse issues, whereas you do have a place to go, but you don't want to be there for whatever reason? Mm-hmm. Then, as we spoke earlier, maybe there's a substance abuse issue. Maybe there's a criminal issue because the individual may be a felon, whereas they're not able to get the job or get the kind of services that they're due. So with that in mind, we identify what the veteran's needs are, and then we set them up with such things as supportive services for veterans and families, the Delaware State Housing Authority, all types of programs, HUD, the Wilmington VA, of course, us being Delaware, mm-hmm. but all of these entities who have the programs in place already, and we can match up that veteran's specific need for the needs or what the program has to offer in order to get them out of the homelessness plight.
Is it fair to say that the resources are there, they just need to be deployed in a focused and efficient way for these veterans?
That's absolutely correct. The statewide focus, we've been meeting for approximately 2 months now, mm-hmm. and all of these agencies, I can't tell you how much of a thrill it is to have all these agencies who want to help and have the resources. So the key thing is to tie in their ability and each and everyone's ability to reach out to these veterans. Also, we, the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs, we have something called Delaware Joining Forces. And what that is it encompasses all of the state agencies who can assist veterans. So in theory, you go to Delaware Joining Forces, you can identify what your need is as a veteran, and we'll say homelessness or rentals or home concerns, and then you're able to get focused on that. So between the Delaware Joining Forces initiative and then, more importantly, the Governor Markell's initiative with all of these agencies, yes, we have the resources, which is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. We just want to be able to filter them out to our veterans to ensure they can take advantage of.
And I guess after all of this comes the maybe the even more difficult part is, and that's the follow-up and the sustainability part of it. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, what needs to be done to, once you kind of identify these veterans and get them the services and assistance they need, making sure that it essentially sticks.
I think the key thing is going to be to educate the veteran once they receive the home or once they receive the care. We want to focus them on being able to reach back if they fall into any difficulties. Let's say we're able to secure a key in a home for a veteran, but they have a hiccup and they're having financial issues. It's going to be imperative that they know to reach back and let us know about the financial issues so that they're not once again homeless again. Or unfortunately, if there was a substance abuse issue, let's say they had a relapse, it's going to be very important that they are able to speak up and reach out to those organizations or agencies that can give them assistance. So the key is going to be educating the veteran that you're not alone. Although we've secured the housing for you, and yeah, this seems like a good story, we realize that relapses can occur for whatever reason. So it's going to be imperative that we have the veteran understand that help is still going to be available even if there's a relapse, because we don't want a situation where the veteran feels like they've made another mistake, mm-hmm. and then they're no longer entitled to having that place to call home. So that's going to be critical. Also, what's critical is going to be follow-up from our service agencies. Mm-hmm. We can't just place a veteran in a home or permanent residence and then forget about them. So because we'll be able to track, because we'll have names and information of our veterans, we can reach back within a 3, a 6, a year, or 12 months checkup,
sure.
just to ensure that they're still secure in the home and that they've able to meet the needs of themselves and families if necessary.
All right. Lawrence Kirby, Executive Director of the Delaware Commission for Veterans Affairs. We thank you so much for your time and joining us on The Green this week.
Hey, thank you for the invitation. And well, basically, thanks a lot.
You got it. Next up on The Green, our arts playlist tells us how a box of handwritten letters from the 1920s became both a love story and a history lesson rolled into one. This is Delaware Public Media.